Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who is the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your sunrise guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Third hour here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video while you're there. Little thumb button, hit it. That's all you got to do.
Here's the situation.
You can also subscribe to the channel if you would like to. There's great content up. We're over 7,000 subscribers now.
What?
Station.
Yeah, here we go.
We're almost at 10K, baby.
Let's go.
It's great video clips. Everybody in Israel hates Sprague. It's great. It's a glorious time. Jump in. Water's warm. Come swim with us. We'll talk to Ryan Abraham in a matter of moments. I was going to do a little tease Abraham segment, but I think I'm going to do a reaction Abraham segment in the aftermath of it.
Wait, you're not going to do a
peekaboo? We're going to do a reverse peekaboo.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that means. I don't know. Instead, I would like to get to this. By the way, at some point in the next hour, we will talk about comments out of Philadelphia. Very interesting about their dynamics behind the scenes right now from somebody who was well-respected in that market. And just how is this going to play out? It's just a fascinating storyline right now for a team who is atop the NFC or second place in the NFC. Either way.
They're tied with the Rams.
Tied with the Rams. Thank you.
It's just crazy to be at the top of a conference and the sport.
You would think they're seven games below 500
yeah.
and it's free-falling right now.
Yes.
They keep winning. It's not pretty, but they're winning games.
100%.
How would you react? We've all dealt with, right, in our own college football fandoms, we've dealt with a coach leaving for another job. It's never an easy thing to handle. It's tough. For the most part, we see it from a mile away, but you kind of deny it at first because you're in that weird stage of like, that won't happen. He loves me. He's not leaving me.
You mean like Mario on a Zoom or Jonathan Smith coaching the Civil War?
I will never forget the Mario Holiday Bowl Zoom.
So
with,
awkward.
It was Stoops was the fill-in coach
yeah.
for Oklahoma.
Because
Lincoln had already left. So he was the fill-in, and he's like, hey, Mario has that recruiting trail. He knew he was leaving. It was the most awkward thing ever.
Mario looked like he was held at gunpoint to log on to that Zoom. Like,
you know, we're excited.
He was in a hotel room.
In Miami. There's a palm tree in the background. Hey, what's going on in the background there? I remember
wearing Oregon gear, Mario.
Yeah, this is weird. Why is it all just generic Adidas? Is that it? I remember being at the Civil War a couple years ago and talking to a staffer at Oregon State and offering him a dip because he was so depressed, realizing Dude, our coaches, like, everybody knew. I felt like I was at a funeral. It's one of the weirdest feelings I've ever had being at a football game, because everybody on the sidelines knew before Oregon and Oregon State kicked off that Jonathan Smith was taking the Michigan State job. And it was only a matter of, is it tonight or tomorrow morning that it gets announced? And then he drove back to Corvallis and stopped at Goodwill, and he was on a plane to East Lansing. We've all dealt with it. There's no right way to handle this for the coach. How does this rate in the wrong way to handle it for a coach? The latest reporting out of Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, who continues to send out red and blue emojis and this is home and all these. He's turned into like a like your aunt on Facebook. He's like posting a lot of inspirational quotes, though.
It's like, usually like Bible verses or like, quotes from like
right,
a book.
Lane. All right, Lane, calm down, buddy. Go do some more hot yoga. It has been reported and proven because somebody went to the Baton Rouge airport to literally have the photo evidence of it. LSU and Florida in the last week have sent private jets to Oxford, Mississippi. Those private jets have picked up Lane Kiffin's ex-wife and his children, loaded them onto the private jet, flown them to Gainesville and Baton Rouge, respectively, and given them a tour of the city. And there was somebody who went to the Baton Rouge airport and saw the private jet land and was like standing outside of the fenced area taking cell phone pictures of Lane Kiffin's ex-wife and his kids getting off of a plane to go do a tour of the city.
You know, there's a lot there. And my first thought is, do we got an ex-wife friends with benefits situation with that like relationship?
It. Like, seems like it's a kid thing. They were staying together for the kids, and they. You know,
I think it's a little more. If she's could willing to move to Baton Rouge or Gainesville or stay in Oxford and be as like. They just can't
very
be married because he's toxic as a coach. But
Lane Kiffin likes having fun. Maybe I don't know.
We know he likes having fun.
Yes.
Okay. That aside, because I actually
the ex-wife is on the scouting trips.
Pretty crazy.
Like, are they looking at houses? What are we doing here?
I don't know what you do with this.
How do you handle this if you're an Ole Miss fan? Are you out on Lane totally?
Oh, I mean, you're an Ole Miss fan. You just have to play this by hour and hour. There's another. You can't react one way or the other. You can't go online and curse him. What if he decides to stay?
Right.
You can't go online and
take
say
it all back.
He's never leaving and then tell yourself that's going to happen because then he'll probably leave. Like, you have to just be chill. I actually would be wondering internally how the university officials are handling. They're the ones that are actually more emotionally being swung here. You don't want him to leave.
No.
He has established you as the program that we all thought Hugh Freeze was building, right? When he had the number one recruiting class randomly. And you just beat Florida. You look more stable than LSU. This is where I kind of get confused, okay? Now, I understand what the retort would be, but like, I just don't understand why you need to leave.
I don't either. A lot of people are saying that of like this, you have built, you've made a lot of mistakes in your career that has led you down a very interesting path that has landed you in a place like Ole Miss where you are having success. You are beloved there.
They pay you.
They pay you well.
Pay
they
you
have
more.
Given you everything that you
everything.
Have asked for resource wise.
Yes.
Like, why blow it all up and start all over again?
To go to LSU to be maybe miserable within a year and a half.
Yes, and there's not, like, we all think Lane Kiffin's a good coach. He's done a great job at LSU. There's no guarantee. Like, Brian Kelly just went to LSU. He was a good coach at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for him. He got fired. So what if you don't, you're going to get fired in 3 years and then start all over again? It seems like a roll of the dice that's unnecessary at this
and
point.
And we talked about Franklin earlier with Virginia Tech, and we were all basically like, that's a slam dunk, and it's citing culture building and winning and all that. Like, I think Lane has a lot of that. The problem is Virginia Tech's not going to be going, hey, we better win 9 games year 2. We better win the ACC year 2. It's going to be, can we go to the Heineken Bowl? Can we go to Tony the Tiger Bowl, please? Like, that's where they're entering. You go to LSU, Florida, it better be, are you going to be in the semifinal year 2?
Yeah, playoff every year.
Because Brian Kelly was 20 games over 500, never made the playoff. And they paid they're trying to get down, but they're paying $50 million basically for Brian Kelly to go away.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to leave. This is like, I don't know if this is the worst look, though.
To have your family touring another city?
Would you
look,
not,
there's no
would you
right
not
way
want
to
your,
answer.
Your wife and kid
there's
to,
no right way to do this. I
or
grant
your booty
you that.
Calling kid to go explore an area that they might end up living in.
My retort would just simply be this is your career.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tough parts about coaching is that your family's kind of along for the ride. Like, did his family want to move to Tuscaloosa when he was the coordinator at Bama? Did they want to move down when he was at Florida Atlantic? Did they want to move to Oxford in the first place? Like, no, he was following his journey. Like, this has to be his decision. Now, maybe they
I think this decision's just as much his family's now as it is his. I think they had to go along with the journey for him to get to this point. And now you're at a, I can stay here forever and be good.
I think his kid's in high school, too. He's playing high school football.
Yeah, well, what's Lanning's reason for not wanting to leave Oregon?
He wants his kids to stick around. Like, they've traveled a ton and they want to stay in the same schools.
Yes, that at some point you do lose the say in it. You can say, I really want it, but you have to have sign off on the family for some of these guys. And that tells me the family has almost, if not as much say as Lane does on what's going to happen here.
It's really interesting because I don't know if I've ever remembered a like you've heard. Usually this stuff comes out in the aftermath of it. You know, the coach leaves and then it's like, hey, well, did you know he was negotiating or doing X, Y, and Z in the weeks leading up to it? To see this play out in real time with the flight tracking and the people going to airports, like this only happens in college football and mainly only in the SEC where people are stalking the Baton Rouge airport to see if a jet shows up from Oxford, Mississippi. But it just is unique in that regard of it's rare to see a play out in such real time of a guy who's clearly trying to decide what he wants to do. He's not coming out and saying the one thing that every Ole Miss fan wants him to say because he's not willing to say it because he doesn't know what he's going to do.
He hasn't committed.
He has not made up his mind. Yes. And now Ole Miss has given him a date of saying, you got to let us know by the Egg Bowl. But that's also encroaching on really weird territory of what if he doesn't commit by then? What if the Egg Bowl shows up, Thanksgiving is here, and Lane Kiffin hasn't made up his mind yet?
I don't know what the officials
what the next step is going to be there with him at the coach, and do you like it? Just this is a very unique coaching search that we haven't really seen before.
Is this not what's kind of been loud about Jed Fish? His wife and kids don't live there. They don't the weather. Like, there's some of this kind of out there about Jed Fish. It's different. They're not going on recruiting trips, basically. Sure. But
flying to L.A. for the weekend to visit UCLA's
and
campus.
And I know he poo-pooed this at his press conference last week. But, like, the reality is your wife and your family don't live with you in the city you're coaching in. It's a little – it tends to lend itself a little fascinating.
Yes.
I want to ask you this. Just thinking about this after what I just said about him and going to Baton Rouge and Gainesville versus what he has right now in Oxford. If Ryan Day took the LSU job, would we expect them to be back in the playoff?
Like next year?
Would it be elevated? The program.
Yes.
If Dan Lanning took the LSU job, would it be elevated?
Yes.
Okay, so one, I find how quickly you say your guy elevates it and the other guy won the Natty. You're not sure, but you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here kind of wondering this with Lane Kiffin. Why? Why do we not buy, or some of us?
It's not about buying it or not, because if you would have asked me, does Brian Kelly win at a high level at LSU, I would say,
well, we both said yes to that, right? We were both wrong on that.
He's won at Notre Dame. Why can't he? He's got better resources. He's got more money to spend. It's a more fertile recruiting ground. It's easier to get kids into the university. Like, how does it not work?
Does Lane make LSU better?
I would say yes, but it's to the point that I'm trying to make is I don't think it's a guarantee. Like, sometimes
do you think Lanning is a guarantee?
No, I don't think it is either. I don't think anybody's a guarantee. We can't do that because there's been too many hires that we've looked at and said, oh, that's a Cam-Miss hire, and then it blows up in somebody's face. Like, what if Kalen DeBoer loses to Auburn in the Iron Bowl?
100%. Look at Lincoln at USC. If he doesn't win this weekend, another year no playoff.
A guy we all said is a home run hire, and they haven't gone to a playoff yet.
Right.
So it's just, I would tend to think that, he would up the profile. My point is just simply that there are so many examples of coaches over the years where they prove the grass isn't greener, and if you gave them truth serum, wait it out and see what other job opens up. Did you see, by the way, and then we got to go to the Ryan Abraham interview?
Yeah.
Did you see what Desmond Howard randomly said yesterday? Out of total left field? He shot a video of himself taking his trash out at his home, I would believe, in Florida, walking down the driveway. Wonderful, beautiful manicured driveway. And he said, hey, guys, just taking my trash out. Just got a little note for you to keep an eye on. Keep an eye on that Texas job opening up. See you later. And then ended the video. And the AD at Texas quote tweeted it and was like, this is news to me. So, like, what? This is the whole other part about coaching searches.
They start going to the NFL.
That is fascinating.
He coached in it for a while.
I'll use your guy as an example. Like, Jonathan Smith took the job at Michigan State, which at the time I'm like, that's the job you're taking? I get leaving Oregon State. And yes, it's a better job than Oregon State. What job opened up like a month after he took it?
UCLA.
And UCLA is a much better fit.
He would have left that and we wouldn't have questioned it as much as we questioned Michigan State.
So that's the other part of this, of taking jobs, of like, Florida's a good gig. Sure, Texas is a way better job than Florida.
Not close.
It's not even close. It's so does that close. Job open up? Do I want that job?
Oh.
So that's a whole other side of this of just like,
by the way,
hold on, man. You're going to the playoff. Those more jobs will open up if you want to leave eventually. I don't know. It's
you
a weird
can't
one,
so. Have as perfect afro as Desmond Howard has and not have a perfectly manicured driveway.
Manicured. It's premier. He doesn't do any of it, but it's premier.
Oh. It's perfect.
Yes,
perfect. The hair, the driveway, you know it's going to be great.
So Lane Kiffin's family is taking private jet tours to Gainesville and Baton Rouge right now. An Ole Miss fan, if you just want to dive into a cesspool, just go check out social media and Reddit Ole Miss fans and what they're saying about their head coach, who was almost a lock to make the college football playoff.
Wasn't Sark a Falcons OC?
I believe he was in Atlanta, yeah.
What coach right now is struggling?
Couldn't beat Penix when he was at Washington. Now he's going to go join him. All right, let's talk a little Oregon USC. Ryan Abraham, friend of the program, Inside Troy. He is going to join us next on 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, welcome back in. Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. It's brought to you by Pelican Brewing's Flock Party IPA, bold, balanced, and brewed for good company. It's the kind of beer that brings people together, whether it's game day, beach day, or just another reason to gather your flock. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Can't wait to try that one. Joining us now is good friend of the program, Ryan Abraham, at Inside Troy. On Twitter, you can go give him a follow there. He is the man behind USCFootball.com, and the Trojans are in town this weekend. Ryan, good morning to you. We always look forward to USC and Oregon games. Before we preview this one, Let's turn the clock back to last week. I mean, that first half was as ugly as you could expect for USC. And then they kind of get going. They find a way to win. Lincoln Riley's like he won the Super Bowl on the sideline. Walk me behind just kind of what that win looked like and what it meant for Lincoln Riley at this point at USC.
Yeah, I think one of the narratives being USC is a soft team. They're not going to do well in the Big Ten. And, you know, they went to Illinois. It didn't look great. The Notre Dame game didn't look great. But when they played Michigan at home, a team that's definitely tough and, you know, just won the national championship a couple years ago, they played really well. And I think they've tried to do that. The road game against Nebraska, they had a nice comeback there. And against Iowa, like you mentioned, I mean, they couldn't get out of their own way in the first half and couldn't stop anything that Mark Gronowski, the Iowa quarterback, was doing. He caught a pass for a touchdown. He threw one and he ran one in. But I think they gathered themselves. The weather was terrible. It was, you know, pouring down rain. Just, we had this atmospheric river we never get in Los Angeles. So it was pretty nutty. And the fact that they were able to sort of rebound and play much better in the second half, shutting Iowa out, getting the offense going. Lincoln Riley called it a culture win. I think he's been fighting against some of the narrative that this isn't a really tough team. And they've showed some toughness in a couple of these games that they've won. So I think he was really excited about it. I think the players were really fired up. It was, a day that not a lot of stuff was going their way. The weather favored the visitors for sure, and they still found a way to get a win.
I know they beat Nebraska on the road, but there's a real thing, I think, for a lot of people up here. USC, especially if you're going to add some rain, and it might be raining by the time they played this game this weekend, on the road, just kind of a different beast. I'm curious, what do the message board masses feel when USC goes on the road against a quality or really good opponent right now under Lincoln?
Yeah, it wasn't great, certainly, last year. I mean, they lost to Maryland. They lost to Minnesota. I mean, they just couldn't get – the only road win in the Big Ten up until this year was at UCLA, and you take a bus, so that doesn't really count, But, going to Purdue, one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, at least they got a win there. They didn't play that well. They kicked a bunch of field goals and stuff. But at least it was a Big Ten road win where you crossed multiple time zones. And I think the Nebraska one showed a little more and had a real chance at Illinois, too, against a ranked squad. So I think they've played, a little bit better, showing some of the, what they can do on the road. But it's definitely been a struggle trying to get things going. But as far as weather goes, like, they've been in a lightning delay. They've had several rain games already. It's been a really weird year as far as weather. They might have played more weather than Oregon this year. I'm not sure, but it's kind of weird that, I know Oregon was in that torrential downpour against Iowa, but yeah, USC's had a whole lot of weather delays and, it's weather issues going on. So they might be used to that if there's rain in Oregon, which, normally in a situation, they haven't played it in years, and they've had several games this year where they've had a lot of rain.
Yeah, we have one of those weird games you turn on, you're like, L.A., is a monsoon down there? What is happening in Los Angeles right now? I had a hard time, is this game in Iowa? Did it get relocated? Did they paint the field a different color? We're talking with Ryan Abraham at Inside Troy on Twitter, USCFootball.com. The Trojans are in town this weekend. And I will note, I will be in Eugene on Saturday, so I track the weather every, 4 hours. I'm getting an updated forecast on this thing. It looks like, as of right now, it's going to be dry on Saturday, but we still got a long ways to go before the game officially kicks off. We mentioned the feeling of winning and trying to get that culture back on track and establish that we can play Big Ten football. This one is not a multiple time zone travel. As you mentioned, you're not going to South Bend, Indiana, or out to Michigan or Penn State. You're just flying up the coast, but it's a very difficult place to come out and play, and USC has had their struggles on the road. What is the reaction, win and loss, from USC fan this weekend? Like, what would a win mean for Lincoln Riley, and is every noise done? And what does a loss, if it goes the way some people think it will, and it's similar maybe to the Notre Dame game, what's the reaction that way?
Yeah, I think this is, for USC, there's a lot of upside there. I mean, there's two schools that recruit a lot of the same four and five-star talent, so I think the recruiting aspect is always there. Dan Lanning's going to be fired up for this. He wants to recruit Southern California. You want to beat USC for sure, but I think for USC, like, hey, if you win this game, all you got to do is beat a not-that-great UCLA team, and you're probably in the college football playoff. For Oregon, they could lose this game and still make the college football playoff. But I feel like it's one of those situations that if you lose, it's sort of expected. Like, they were expected to lose at Notre Dame, they did. They were expected to lose at a ranked Illinois team, and they did. But all the other games they've won, and to be 6-1, you know, in Big Ten play and 8-2 overall, I think is a little bit ahead of where people maybe expected this team that was 6-6 last year and couldn't put together, you know, a road win in the Big Ten. So I think there's a lot of upside there, but it's also important that you have to play well, because we've seen Oregon just boat race teams. It happens. It can happen any given week. You know, there's some weeks that I think Oregon's played with their food a little bit and, you know, they haven't done it, but then there's other weeks where they're used, everything's clicking. And I think this is a game, if you're Dan Lanning, you want everything to be clicking and put a show on and let people know, hey, you're a five-star recruit in modern day. You want to come to Oregon. You don't want to go to USC. So I think it's important to at least play well. If they lose the game and it's close, I think you can sort of be like, all right, you have a 9-3 season after 6-6 would be, you know, pretty, I think you'd feel pretty good about it. But there's a lot of upside there if you're able to go in and, you know, shock the world and get an upset as a, you know, potentially double-digit underdog. So I like, you know, that it's, I think it's going to be a really tough one, but it's more important, I think, to keep this one close and just be in there. And if you can get the win, it's sort of like, you know, icing on top of your cake.
Sidestepping kind of the game for a quick second, I wanted to get you on for a couple of weeks, but we wanted to make sure it was for this specific game. Since we had you on last, we had Josh Pate on. He's a friend of our program, and he had thrown out kind of in the ether, and I know people have talked, but I'm curious just what you have made of the noise of random, hey, watch Lincoln Riley and USC stuff. I don't really know what that is. Pate was kind of vague, but I'm curious, you know, you cover the program, what you've made of the noise of Lincoln Riley and kind of what that generally means. Is he going to leave? Is he somebody to keep an eye on? What have you made of it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation because the contract he has is so pro Lincoln Riley. He's in, you know, year four or whatever, and it's like $11 million a year, fully guaranteed. Like, it's not good for USC, especially the way they've been playing. Now, if they can make runs to the playoffs and things like that, then it becomes a lot more, you know, worth it. And I would think it'd be weird for him to sort of shop around, but I think it's a situation, if he felt like he couldn't win in LA, then maybe you would look somewhere else. But I think the situations, if you were to go to any of the SEC schools, that's going to be a lot more difficult. USC has like the number one recruiting class coming in. I think it would be an easier path to the playoffs in the Big Ten than a place like Florida or LSU. You know, that just seemed, it just didn't pass the smell test for me. But, you know, agents are always out there putting their clients out there. And I think, you know, you haven't, Lincoln Riley signed that huge deal. It's almost like Nico Emealiava, whatever, that was at Tennessee, signed this crazy NIL deal and then saw, like, Carson Beck get $4 million. Like, hey, I got 2.5. I want to get more. And you're like, you're already overpaid for where you are. Like, if I'm Lincoln, like, if I'm USC, I'm like, Lincoln Riley, you're already overpaid. You should be happy with what you're doing. If you want something more, then go ahead. We'll get somebody else. So, yeah, that's sort of my take on the thing. It just doesn't seem like that would be, you know, the best for him as far as chance to win. And USC, I don't know if they would be all like that upset if you get out of that contract and Jen Koa and the AD could go in a different direction. So it's a weird one. My guess is he's going to stick around, but there's definitely been some smoke out there.
Interesting. The only game-related question I have for you, when you look at the matchup, it feels like good on good is USC's offense versus Oregon's defense. Like, the metrics back it up. USC's offense is dynamic and their wide receivers are great. They're running the ball at a high level this year. We know how talented they are on that side. Oregon's defense, a lot of metrics and numbers point to them being one of the best defenses in the country, although this will be probably the best offense that they faced all year. The biggest thing for me, and I don't know if you agree with this, that the game comes down to is the other matchup. And I'm just curious to ask you, where is USC's defense at right now? Where's the confidence in that group? How healthy are they? Because I know USC is going to be able to move it and put up points. I just question, will they be able to get consistent stops? Where's the thought on USC's defense, and where are they at health-wise going into the game?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, because USC's offense is elite, and we've seen Oregon's defense play that way as well. It's, you know, a lot of times USC's offense is going to be the best unit on the field, and then you sort of have to figure everything else out. But I'm, you know, the concern I would have on the USC side would be, what are you going to do, especially with Oregon's run game? We saw Notre Dame run for over 300 yards against USC. I kind of make these games, they're sort of similar in my mind, where, you know, the spread was 9.5 going up to 10, maybe, you know, 10, who knows where it'll be, but that's similar to what it was. And Notre Dame was able to, you know, pass the ball effectively, but really running the football, they just had their way. And I think USC could be out their top two safeties. They both left the Iowa game, Kamari Ramsey and Bishop Fitzgerald. And we don't know the status of them yet. The defense actually played well after they went out, but I think that's a tall task. Those are two leaders on the team. You know, Bishop Fitzgerald, one of the top, he has 5 interceptions on the season, and Kamari Ramsey's just been, he's like a coach on the field for Danton Lynn, the defensive coordinator. So without those two guys, I think it would be some trouble. I think just overall, the linebackers have started to play a little bit better, but they just haven't been up to snuff where you just need to be able to help shut the run games down. I mean, they just were running themselves out of plays against Notre Dame when you saw that. And even the first half, the last couple of weeks, where they're giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards. Now, they've been really good adjusting and shutting things down in the second half. They've only given up 6 points in the second half, the last 3 games combined. But that's going to be a different playing the Oregon offense and how they can run the ball. I think that's going to be a little tougher task there. So that, I agree with you guys. That's going to be the matchup you need to watch. USC needs to figure out a way to slow down Oregon. I think they'll score, but are you going to be able to score at the rate that Oregon can if they just kind of dominate USC's defense that's struggled, especially against really good rushing offense?
Very quickly, Ryan, because we're against it here. I know you haven't been to every venue yet, or maybe you have in your life just as a football fan, but you've covered USC for a very long time. You've been to Autzen several times. Have you found so far very early in the Big Ten another venue that has matched for you Autzen in terms of energy and how much you've enjoyed kind of seeing the sights and the tailgate and all that?
Yeah, no, I think Autzen's way up there. I mean, I did the Big House last year, which it was something on the bucket list, but it's just so spread out. It wasn't the loudness, but I mean, it's cool, you know, and you know, I go in the South Bend and Notre Dame is always great, but I haven't done like one of the Big Ten ones yet that, you know, I did Ohio State like years and years ago, but as far as just like the atmosphere and how close everything is, it's really tough to match, you know, what you get at Autzen. So I haven't been to all of them yet, but I've been to a bunch, and it's the, you know, Autzen's still way up there for me.
It's going to be a fun one this weekend, 12:30. You can hear it right here on The Fan. It'll be on CBS on TV. Ryan Abraham is his name, at Inside Troy on Twitter. One of our favorites, USCfootball.com. Thanks as always for the time, man. Previewing the game. Enjoy the time at Autzen this weekend, and we'll do this again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. Ryan Abraham. Great stuff from him covering USC football.
He's as honest as it gets, man.
Oh, I love him. He's
You're
one of
already
favorites.
Overpaid.
Yeah. I mean, that should be the reaction of like, yeah, you don't want to lose him, especially if he goes, if he wins 9 games this year. That's a really good year for Lincoln Riley, trending in the right direction. It's interesting that in year 4, that's like, hey, all right, you still haven't been to a playoff, so you're kind of kicking that can a little bit down the road. But he's undoubtedly made progress in the right direction. But yeah, if he's coming to you asking for a pay raise,
well, if see, no, you dude. Got my gears going, because I said Penn State a couple weeks ago with the when that rumor came out, and now I'm like, well, he's a Texas-based guy.
He is. What if the Texas job opens up?
I mean,
what if Sark leaves for the NFL and the Texas job?
You
is
can
open?
Sell Texas fan. They saw him up close and personal. I don't know if they buy that he can win the
right
SEC
now.
But
two thumbs up
to the point. You know, he's familiar. He's got people down there.
I mean, that's kind of been one of the things Pate has hinted at, is just wait till all the other jobs open up and that there's more dominoes to fall. And so we'll see what they end up being. Yeah. But before we get to all of that, fun game on the line this weekend in Eugene. Let's talk a little bit about it. I got some numbers behind it that I saw yesterday that I thought were interesting. But a reminder that the Daily Ticker is always brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing, their Flock Party IPA. Bold, balanced, and brewed for good company. It's the kind of beer that brings people together, whether it's for game day, beach day, or just another reason to gather your flock. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. USC, Oregon. Some numbers behind the matchup. Little peekaboo next on The Fan. Hey, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS, Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. $30 for the first year. That's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Some numbers behind this game. Thanks again to Ryan Abraham for hopping on. We'll get into a little tier talk in the next segment because one fan base was not happy about this.
Tier talk?
Are you in the right tier? Where's your tier?
Okay. We're at the bottom, by the way.
Yeah, you guys are not in a good tier.
Just
right
get
now.
That out and we don't talk about it.
We want to be in a better tier. We do, by the way, have the mail sack coming up also at 9:15. So get your questions in 503-864-6326, and then we'll dive into a conversation around a certain quarterback at the top of the hour. I saw this yesterday. I thought it was interesting from Jeff Schwartz. He's a pretty good follow for Oregon fans, obviously, former lineman, does some film breakdowns and all that kind of stuff.
I think we tried to get him on a couple weeks ago. He ghosted Swigart.
Oh, he didn't even respond. The Schwartzenator didn't even get back to you, huh?
I don't know if we're duck enough for him.
You're not duck enough.
Well, I think you too.
You need me to reach out? As the duck, you need me to...
I would actually love to watch you reach out to see if you get a response. Do you know him?
I don't know. I've never met Jeff Schwartz before. No. No.
I saw him at a packed...
We were at in school around the same time. We were both at Oregon around the same I think he's a couple years older than me, but he was on that 2007 team when I was a freshman.
He strikes me as he would have been guy holding you upside down as you did a keg stand.
Ah! Yeah, after a big game. After
one-handed, too. Like, I'll hold you, little
after
guy.
A Matthew Harper interception to seal, the loudest I've ever heard Autzen Stadium in my life. But he had an interesting point on offenses, because a lot of the attention this week, and I don't even think this is the side of the ball that needs to get talked about, but it is interesting because it's a good-on-good matchup, right? It's Oregon's defense versus USC's offense.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the deciding outcome of the game. I think it's the other side, but
I don't think it's particularly close.
Neither do I, but I am very curious to see how Oregon's defense handles. This is probably the best offense they played. That's, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to Indiana. I don't know what the numbers would bear out, but I think from a number standpoint, USC's offense has been better than Indiana's this year.
It's
right?
one of the highest rated right. offenses
They're
in the
dominant,
country.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
300 passing yards, yep. 200 rushing yards a game. They're top nearly every category. Mm-hmm. And there's this fear about Oregon's defense of their inability to rush the passer. They don't have a lot of tackles for loss. They don't have a lot of sacks. And he went through their last three games that they've played against teams who attempted passes, essentially. So the Wisconsin game was a no-count season because they couldn't throw the ball either way, and it was in a monsoon. Mm-hmm. But against like normal elements in a passing offense, Minnesota, Indiana, and Penn State the last three times, the average time to throw in those three games against Oregon, you know how quickly Minnesota got rid of the ball on Friday night, what their average release time was?
2.4?
2.25 yeah. seconds. Catch, throw, catch, throw, catch, throw. Because they know that Oregon's got a decent pass rush, right?
Sure.
Indiana, we mentioned it going in. We talked about that being an advantage for Mendoza. 2.52 seconds. And then Penn State, where they mm-hmm. were able to generate a little more pressure and had some sacks against Drew Aller in that game, which at the time felt big. They were 2.77 seconds.
Yep.
And he uses the stat of Mayava. In his last three games, his average release time is just shy of 3 seconds for USC's offense. And so just something to circle and note of, can you generate more pressure? I know it doesn't seem like a lot, 2.25 to his 2.94, but almost an entire second, that can make the difference between generating that pressure and making a negative play and not being able to get home, and they throw an underneath route and get rid of it quickly.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's not going to be any pushback by me that USC's offense is going to get some points and is going to move the ball. This isn't one of those games where I think you go in Monday if they are to win the game, and we go, coming up next, is the Ducks defense a concern? It's the USC's offense is good, and everybody with a brain that's watched college football knows this. I really, truly do not believe it is close in any way. The matchup is the other side. It is absolutely USC's defense against Oregon's offense. USC, sure, going to move the ball. I don't know how many points Oregon's going to score. I think it's kind of interesting that we're assuming they score 50 points. It could be more what Conley says, a 30 to 20-something game, right?
Do they play the Iowa game plan? Do they just come out and say, we're going to pound the rock, milk the clock, you limit possessions for you?
So the line right now is 10 at Aylin A,
keeps going
and
up,
the
yeah.
total points is 60. So they're predicting a 35-25
yeah,
win for
yeah.
Oregon.
Right around where Connolly's projection was at.
And if you go through and you look at some of the metrics of games of note on USC schedule, because I'm not picking up the patsies here, the Michigan State game, who cares? You games of note, Iowa last weekend, for example, rushed for 183 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They're fifth in the conference. They average 176 per game. They rush for more yards than they average going into the game. All right? Michigan game is probably their best performance as
oh,
a team
without a doubt.
Against
yeah.
a rushing attack because Michigan's second in the Big Ten. But where did they play that game?
It was in L.A.
Okay. Notre Dame against USC's defense. How many rushing yeah. yards did they have?
I don't know off the top of my head.
306.
Ooh, yep.
Okay, Illinois, when they played Illinois and Illinois is ranked and had a little bit of buzz going for them early in the season, Illinois, who is very middling of the Big Ten, their 12th in rushing offense, ran the ball efficiently against USC.
Yeah.
So I just kind of look at this and I understand why Mayava and Lemon, and you're worried about these cats, right? Like, there's reason for concern. This game is not won by USC unless that defense proves they can slow the run game down and make Dante beat them and limit Dante on big explosive plays.
Yeah.
I don't have a track record of them being able to do that. So, I mean, it tells you where I'm leaning on a Tuesday, and I don't think I'm going to switch much go Friday.
A lot of big money is, too, because the line has climbed already over 2 points in 48 hours.
Look, we talk all the time about sports in general when we have opinions, and we say, well, they can't do it or he can't do it until they do it.
Yeah.
That's what I am with USC and big road games. Show me you can actually do it, and I'll believe it. I'll give it some thought. But until I see it, I do not buy, and I think absolutely the matchup for this game is their defense against Oregon's offense. The other side, sure, USC's offense is potent. It's dangerous. I've also seen it be, limited.
Sure, at times, yeah.
And
they had a rough first half against Nebraska on the road. Notre Dame at times bogged them down.
Yes, and so I'm sure they're going to move the ball and get some yards and score some points, but it's the other side, man. It's not even close a contest of what side is the most important for this game.
Last note on that, too. It was interesting. I hear comments a lot about the Oregon-Indiana game and Indiana's offense. Indiana controlled the entire game. They deserve to win. They've had a phenomenal game plan. It worked out. You know what Indiana's yardage total in that game was?
Ooh.
It is the high yardage total that Oregon has allowed all year.
I'm going to say 288.
Okay, a little bit north of that. It was 321,
okay.
I believe.
All right.
And it was Oregon had more yards than that in the first half as an offense against Minnesota on Friday night than any game their defense has allowed this year.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting note. I'm excited for that side of the ball and that matchup because, again, it's good on good, but I'm 100%. It all comes down to can USC's defense get stopped. So more on that game as the week goes on. Ryan Abraham, good stuff from him. It does look like, by the way, for Duck fans, I'm tracking it like a hawk because I'm going to be down there on Saturday. It looks like the weather's going to hold out and be okay. Should be dry, a little chilly. Perfect 12:30 day for football in November.
You follow that stuff. I was going on what you said yesterday.
And the weather reports for a while has said rain, and now it's starting to back off a little bit of maybe later in the evening, overnight kind of rain, but during kick time, it should be pretty solid, at least as of now. Knock on wood, long ways to go. Let's get into a little tears talk, and then how are they feeling about this quarterback in this city? Because the troubling trend is arising. We'll get to that top of the hour. Tear talk next on the Fam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, one report that came out, and then somebody's trying to throw cold water on it. There was a report on Sam Levitt that came out. A couple of about an hour ago, according to multiple insiders at On3 Sports, that his return to the Arizona State program in 2026 is doubtful, that he's going to shop himself in the open market in the offseason, something that Sprague has called for all these elite athletes to do.
They should be doing this
every
year of your college career that you're in. If you're a player of this caliber, every year, whether you return or not, I don't care.
You got to shop it at least. Listen to the offers. What do you got for me?
Jeremiah Smith, I know you're well compensated.
Yes.
Maybe you're doing the Anthony Newman play the long game Ohio State legend thing, and that'll pay off too. But any player of note should be shopping themselves every year. And if their school comes out and goes, we'll give you the increase, here you go.
Right.
Great. But go get that check, young man.
Well, Sam Levitt's brother has taken to Instagram to say that none of this is true. Basically, so this is all made up story that his brother's not contemplating that. So we have a little disagreement amongst the Levitts about what his future plans are. Kenny Dillingham continues to maintain he's not going anywhere at work or at Arizona State, and that he's trying to get local businesses to name food and drink specials after former players to generate more revenue. He's doing it the right way. We'll see if he ends up being you know, true to his word and sticking around.
I do love Dillingham. He's great for the sport. I think he's kind of one of those characters you'd say is good for college football. I love how outspoken he is. I saw his press conference yesterday where he did call on the local community. He said, hey, if you're a restaurant locally, why have you not named a food item after a Sun Devil? You know, 500 a month, 1,000 a month. And I heard this and I kind of chuckled and I go, I don't think that man has worked in a restaurant his entire life. You think they have these margins to just drop 500 to 1,000 a month on a food item name?
Come on, people are writing it off. That's what they're doing. Everybody's doing
it's
it.
It's a write off, Jerry.
It's a write off, dude. It's whatever. He's got guys at his wedding, man.
Yeah, Skeet will pay for it.
I saw this yesterday, a quick chuckle. We'll get to an NFL quarterback coming up here at the top of the hour. One of the worst ideas to hit college athletics might be happening to the conference that my team plays in now, although it does seem like everything's on halt for the moment. Mm. I'm a little upset at my university for not being adamantly against this, but it's the Big Ten private equity deal that they're trying to buy the California universities, you know, whatever their finance, they got $10 billion to spend and they want to dump it all into the Big Ten and they want to own 10% of the conference and extend the grant of rights. This has gotten so extreme that now a Michigan, I think it was a chancellor or somebody high up on the Michigan food chain, came out and did an interview and was basically like, we're seriously considering independence if this follows through.
Now, oh, I dare you.
The UC Regents have come out and said, or I can't remember what the fund is, but it's something like that. And they said, well, until we get everybody in agreement, we're backing off and we're going to halt this idea for a little bit. And USC Michigan are still against it. But in the meantime, we had the report of the Big Ten equity deal and the breakdown per school of what everybody would take home. And this has led to a lot of very frustrated fan bases because there are tiers to this. Not everybody's taking home the same lump sum payment.
They're all committed to each other, but they're all getting different amounts of money.
Hey, why are we getting the same amount of money as them? Why are they getting more money than us? That's what's happening. To your guess, yes, the top tier would be $190 million would go to Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State.
Oh, that's it?
I got a problem there.
No kidding.
That's tier one, $190 million to Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Mm-hmm. Then there's tier two. Tier two is $155 million. Okay. There are only two teams in tier two. And your two teams in tier two are Oregon and USC.
You're getting $35 million
less than Penn State.
Than Penn State,
who
and
we
Michigan.
Are undefeated against since joining the conference, ended their previous coach's life, his coaching life at Penn State, and beat them in the Big Ten title game. But yeah, sure, let's go ahead and give them an extra 30. Also, we don't have any Sanduskies in our past, but let's give them an extra $35 million. So I was upset when I read that, but the most upset fan base of everybody was the one a little up north on I-5 saying, hey, whoa.
Wisconsin
is taking home the same amount of money as Maryland and Rutgers and Washington, and the bottom tier is everybody else, and it's $110 million. And Husky fans saw this yesterday. Mm. And to the credit of Coug fan, they had a lot of fun with this.
You got to jump on it.
Husky fan was like, we're a premier program on the West Coast. And I saw a lot of Husky fan or Cougar fan chiming in saying, you were a premier program on the West Coast in the Pac-12. Now you're forgotten because you're not Oregon and you're not USC right now, and you're going to get left behind. So Washington, in this potential deal that might end up happening, is taking home the same amount as Rutgers and Maryland.
It shouldn't be shocking, first of all. Second of all, I continue to be a little... I shouldn't be because college football is stupid and
yeah,
these
very
people
stupid.
Are all dumb.
Very stupid.
I don't understand why your institution is in on this.
I don't get it at all. It is one of the things that is driving me most nuts behind the scenes. Everything is going great. yeah, we're getting a half share, but eventually that gets resolved after a couple of years, and then you get the full, like, you'll get there, you're winning games, you got the right coach, the funding is there.
You make a lot of money on your merch.
Like, what are we doing this for?
Your ticket sales are great.
Why do you need another 100? I mean, I'm sure they would say, yes, we would love another $155 million, but...
You're committing to something that why would you commit to something like that?
You're creating Big Ten Enterprises and giving this retirement fund or consulting for whatever it is. They're giving them a 10% stake in the conference.
Yes. And ultimately, maybe it proves to not be as big a deal as we make it. But I think most people have an experience or thought on private equity entering the conversations.
And it's not a positive thought or experience.
I just literally read a story about Snapple. And how Snapple died.
Snapple.
You know Snapple?
I remember. Who didn't know Snapple?
By the way.
The you got to turn the cap over and read it?
The mango Snapple.
Delightful.
So elite.
Delightful.
But anyways, they were bought by Quaker Oats. And they basically destroyed the company. They paid $1.3 billion for it. Or $1.4 billion. And within a year and a half, they had to sell it for $300 million because they completely destroyed everything about the brand.
Yeah.
Now, that's different. That's not 10% stake.
Sure.
They outright bought it, but you get a little nervous when you start dabbling and selling yourself out
for different lumps of money.
Stay
away. Good for USC and Michigan to be opposed to this. Right now, everything's on hold, but I did get a chuckle out of the tier breakdown. Why is Penn State getting more than us? What the hell are we doing here? Washington, yeah. There you go. Hey, right now, if you text the word hockey, H-O-C-K-E-Y, that's how you spell it, to 503-864-6326, you will be entered for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to a Winter Hawks game, Portland Winter Hawks, on either November 28th or the 29th. You get to pick the game over at the VMC, the beautifully renovated VMC. And again, if you text the word hockey to 503-864-6326, more details at 1051thefan.com. Loaded final hour, including the mail sack at 9:15. Let's start, though, the chatter around this quarterback next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.